This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hey, had the sound effects on there. Good evening. As we finish out the week, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at the newly redesigned AmmunitionDepot.com. I went there. It is a much easier website to maneuver around. They've got a lot of deals right now with 5.56 where you buy the ammunition and it's already loaded in magazines, P-Mags. Go check them out. And, of course, we're going to cut the show short because Patrick told me he has beer. So as soon as I get done saying this sentence, I'll be headed to Minnesota and we'll be having beer. Right, Patrick? Is that the plan? He's not going to answer me. Progressive journalists, what's going on with them lately? They're losing their touch. First, we had Katie Couric and her director, Stephanie Sostig, who fabricated a false response to a question. Then her fellow Today alumni, Bryant Gumbel's team, was accused of doctoring quotes from the designers of the AR-15. Now New York Times op-ed writer Alan Berlow is being accused of distorting the views of yet another pro-gun voice in order to fabricate support for an intrusive and largely obsolete federal gun law. According to yet another Second Amendment activist, the writer for the New York Times distorted the words of a gun rights activist to make him appear though he favors national gun registration. According to Jeff Follider, the executive director for the National Firearms Act Trade and Collectors Association, New York Times op-ed author Alan Berlow took his quotes out of context to give the impression that he agreed with certain gun control measures. The primary issue is that Berlow's selective editing gave the impression that we support gun registration. We don't. Here's how he characterizes his conversation with Follider in the New York Times piece published earlier this week. He said there's still an enormous number of people who think if they register and purchase an NFA weapon, they're giving ATF permission to come knock on the door at any time, and that's just not true. You're not giving up any rights. Mr. Follider takes great issue with the way this was presented. Many of the quotes attributions for that past interview were taken out of context. I detailed to the author that one of the rumors that we have to constantly dispel is the fiction that registering an NFA weapon gives ATF permission to come inspect or kick in your door without cause or warrant. I specifically said that registering an NFA weapon does not mean that you give up any search and seizure rights. Of course, that morphed into not giving up any rights. Berlow, through manipulation and editing, implied that this coming from Follider, think that a gun registration scheme is effective. It is not. Here's a question for the gun grabbers in question here. If you are coming from such a high moral position, such a unimpeachable moral position, why do you have to fabricate to get support for it? Why do you have to lie to get support for it, or change things, or rearrange the deck chairs, or whatever you want to call them? I don't know. Now, this next piece, I stand corrected. Okay, I stand corrected already. Coming from BearingArms.com, the desk of Bob Owens, I respect Bob. I respect his judgment, so that's why I'm coming out with this. He covered the story of the Voda Consulting and Lucian Black. This was a guy that was pointing real guns at people. And they billed him as possibly being the world's worst firearms instructor. Now they have a new contender for the crown. They were asking, they were reaching out to various training schools to ask if they'd be interested in hosting a law of self-defense seminar, a routine task in the office. And several of the schools got back to them with seminars that are in progress or being scheduled, more on those later. But one of the schools contacted initially expressed interest in hosting, then followed up with a rather bizarre email. There was no request for privacy of this communication, and the nature of the email was sufficiently crazy that it is thought that the training community and those who pay that community for training ought to be aware of this particular school's interesting perspective. The school is the Caliber Training Group, based out of Atlanta, and apparently run by Samuel R. Hayes III. Mr. Hayes has been a guest on this show before. He returned an initial inquiry with an expression of interest in hosting, and as usual, he was responded to by offering to send him a complimentary copy of their recently published book, The Law of Self-Defense, 3rd edition. This not coming from Bob Owens. So far, so good, and completely typical for those types of initial contacts. But then there was, the next morning, there was a very lengthy email from Mr. Hayes, and he replied to it. This was coming from, actually originating with Andrew Branca, as it turns out, who I don't particularly like to give any press to, but you know, that's... He found it, Branca found it in particularly interesting in Mr. Hayes' statement that Hayes has had more than his fair share of rides in the back of police cars while handcuffed. Not something you normally are going to hear from a legitimate self-defense instructor, with a gun, anyway. Now, after seeing this, Bob Owens went to the Caliber Training Group website, quickly scanned the Who We Are page, and then went looking for instructor bios, and there were none. I've never looked into it that deep. When Bob can't find biographies listing who their instructors are and what qualifications they have, it is immediately, you know, suspicions immediately crop up. And Branca's readers started digging into the background of Samuel R. Hayes III, and what they found doesn't look very good. Because they found was what is apparently a mugshot of him, circa 2002, from arrest.org. The most interesting feedback has centered around his own claim that, again, I've had more than my fair share of rides in the back of police cars while handcuffed. That's odd. That's odd to get out there and say that. Is the Samuel Reginald Hayes III charged with a criminal felony on the records below the same Samuel R. Hayes III who runs Caliber Training Group out of the Atlanta GA area? That is not possible to know, although the mugshot looks very close. So we're not only seeing a defensive training school where the instructors are unnamed and their backgrounds are unknown, we're also seeing a company where one of the principals admits he's been handcuffed in the back of police cars on numerous occasions and who may have a problem staying on the right side of the law. When you're spending your training dollars, where do you want to go? You want to go where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. I can tell you that right now. You want to go where you're going to get the best training. And I'm not really sure somebody who has on his resume, I've been handcuffed in the back of cars many times. I'm not sure that's a good one. I'm not sure that's a smoking hot one to consider. So I had been invited to Caliber before. I guess I won't be going because, you know, I don't need that. Nobody needs that. Coming up on the break, we're going to have a little harsh reality when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Oh,
for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at the new and improved AmmunitionDepot.com. Come on and pop up. It's happened again in New York City. The NYPD, in stopping a dangerous criminal, apparently legitimately, have also shot up the surrounding citizenry. It is a problem that has been repeatedly addressed, unique to the New York PD. I don't know why the New York PD don't look out and see across the fruited plain the other police departments that don't have to take the steps they take. Most recently, you know, this was addressed. Who wrote this? Mike McDaniel. He wrote this. He wrote an article called "Can the NYPD Ever Stop Shooting Innocents?" and coming from the New York Daily News, we've got this all too common narrative. The unidentified suspect was swearing at customers in the store and acting aggressively toward Food Emporium workers before his death. A cop working a nearby Verizon picket line greeted the aggressive suspect outside the store, and a brawl ensued that left both men on the ground. The officer escaped the man's grasp, and the suspect then pulled a long blade. He started menacingly toward the first cop, and the two other officers arriving at the scene, he kept going towards them. The man ignored orders to drop the knife, and one of the officers and a sergeant began shooting. A 46-year-old female bystander at the busy intersection was winged and wounded by one of the 9 police bullets. A careful but hardly exhaustive study of reality reveals that common knowledge is wrong where firearms are involved, at least at the NYPD. The police there are not highly trained professionals. As a matter of fact, they have the New York trigger to make up for their lack of training. That many people buy this misconception that if they see a man in uniform, he's just like, you know, dead-eye dick or something, is, let's just say, let's just say that it's erroneous to go that way. There are officers out there that take it upon themselves to go out and train, and they train a lot. Some of the officers that actually do things like SWAT, they may train a lot, but just regular officers out there, the ones that actually respond to these calls, I don't know how often they get to train. And New York, apparently not enough to where they would actually have a normal trigger. Americans are raised on a steady diet of cop TV shows and movies where the heroes, virtually every episode, end up shooting bad guys, usually dropping them with single perfectly placed shots or even shooting to wound. Which almost immediately drops and incapacitates a bad guy. The truth is, and this should be frightening for some of us, the overwhelming majority of police officers are not competent shooters. Many, depending on where they live, like in New York City, these guys don't own guns. They're issued guns. Many more only own a shotgun or a .22 long rifle of some kind. They rarely, if ever, practice on their own, and only a tiny portion of all police officers use their own time and money to attend advanced shooting or tactical schools, things a great many citizens routinely do. Far too many have only a single firearm, their issued duty handgun, and often that handgun, as in the case of New York City, is a serious problem in and of itself. McDaniel wrote about one of the several shootings where the police accidentally shot citizens. In one infamous case, 2 officers shot not only an actual killer, but 9 innocent bystanders. Fortunately, all of them survived. In almost all of these recent shootings, officers were justified in using deadly force. They just couldn't help shooting up the innocent because of that stupid 12-pound trigger. Now, New York, you would think the New York PD could take a little time and train these guys on how to use a standard gun without having to put a trigger that weighs 3 times as much as the gun does when it's loaded. Yeah, that would be something I think they should do. And that is a major contributing factor to these accidental shootings, the 12-pound trigger. 12-pound triggers greatly complicate accurate shooting, particularly when repeat shots are required. The heavier and longer the trigger pull, the more difficult it is to obtain consistent shot-to-shot accuracy. Triggers in the 12-pound range predictably cause the officers to miss, and to miss badly. Standard Glock trigger coming out of the box anywhere except in the NYPD has a 5.5-pound trigger pull. Everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. It is the same every pull of the trigger. Everybody loves that. If you combine extremely heavy triggers with the mediocre training common to police agencies, it would be only, you know, it would be surprising if they don't shoot the wrong person. Many law enforcement organizations are inherently anti-gun. They don't trust their officers, like the NYPD, and they fear accidental discharges far more than the consequences of accidentally shooting innocent people. Rather than spending the time and money necessary to maximize shooting accuracy and effectiveness, they focus on trying to prevent accidental discharges through mechanical means. That, you know, when they first got Glocks, before they adopted the New York trigger, a lot of these cops were shooting themselves. Or their children would find the gun and they would shoot themselves. Some LEOs do provide professional firearms and competent training, but most don't. Full agency qualifications are very expensive, not only in ammunition, but in manpower. Qualifications take many days because officers must be taken off the street, which requires double shifts of officers not being trained. That usually means enormous overtime costs. These guys have the same, they have the same constraints as any business out there. Any business will have. Most are introduced to their duty handguns at some point during either their basic agency academy or basic state academy. Many states require a common basic academy for all certified officers, and virtually all agencies require their own in-house academy and a field training program. The public doesn't realize that officers in most places won't be patrolling solo for nearly a year from their hire date. Basic training normally includes basic handgun safety, marksmanship, and rudimentary maintenance. They may be exposed to some sort of shoot, don't shoot training. Shooting more than 200 rounds in basic training is unusual. So that's four boxes of ammo. Who's trying to call us, Patrick? Well, they're gone. There it is. Somebody trying to call us again. Okay. They're dancing all over the place. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at their newly redesigned AmmunitionDepot.com. Talking about the training police officers get, and I mean, we need to look at this ourselves simply because we have advantages over them. But at the same time, the question has to be asked, in these big municipalities, why aren't they training their people? Why are we making up with some sort of mechanical panacea? That which training would take care of. A lot of these guys shot themselves in their quadricep when they first got these semi-autos. That was another thing that led to the 12-pound trigger. They were looking for something that they could stick their finger into, and they had to put a lot of effort, really mean to pull that trigger, you know, not accidentally. Law enforcement has an inherent... It's because of budget. It's all about budget. And when they're training, they may be exposed to some sort of shoot, don't shoot training. But often they fire lightly loaded practice ammo, which has characteristics very different from duty ammo. Officers qualify, which is shoot for a recorded score, usually no more than twice a year, and for most, only once. Qualifications normally consist of shooting only standard stationary silhouette targets at known never-changing ranges. Usually 25 yards is the outer limit. No more than 50 rounds are normally fired, and passing scores are generous. As low as 70%. Yes, I am live tonight, Raven. Yes. Yes, I am. So, hitting the target, 70% is hitting the target with only 35 out of 50 rounds. Virtually all allow reshooting as many times as necessary to pass. So you can flunk and try it right over again. Hiring and training new officers because the old can't shoot is prohibitively expensive. So some agencies set up more advanced tactical training with a variety of targets and scenarios officers might encounter, but this is not common because this takes specialized equipment, it takes a lot of money, it takes ranges, it takes weapons of all kinds, to say nothing of manpower expenses. That Kakarot. I got it. Let's go to the phones. Kakarot, NYPD training. Yes, sir.
Hello, me. How are we doing today, sir?
We're doing all right. We are doing okay.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Now, this is strictly a theory. My theory may not coincide with yours. Yours are objective. So they really want to get rid of our guns. What's a better way than to have the police shooting everybody but who they're supposed to shoot? For them to drill into everybody's head, see? Even the police can't shoot a gun right without killing somebody.
Well, I mean, they have been doing that lately. They have been saying that lately, and in some quarters. I mean, in New York City, the police have been thrown under the bus. I mean, literally. So, I mean,
exactly. And, I mean, you know, Tricky Nicky finally did something good and allowed reciprocity with George. Hot dog. Way to go, Tricky Nicky. But you've got all these major cities, Chicago, Detroit, New York City, L.A., blah, 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 and they're vehemently against the citizenry owning a firearm. It just makes sense for them to want to make their police department look so bad as to throw another log onto the fire about taking our guns from us. And then you twist it around to the other side. Well, we know that they want to nationalize the police force. So if you make the independent police department so tolerable, then you can federalize them, and then everything becomes roses again. There's all kind of magic balls and stuff going on here that just don't add up.
Well, the problem they would run into is that there's as many versions of how they would like to see things run as there are municipalities that would come into play. But as far as I know, the only municipality that actually cripples the gun that the cops are using is New York. And then everywhere else where the cops are, they're just outmanned by the gangs. I mean, just viciously outmanned by the gangs. I mean, in Los Angeles, forget about it. Forget about it.
A 12-pound trigger is like I have on my Mosin Nagant rifle, you know? So trying to pull that trigger on a pistol, you're instantly going to deflect to the right, to the left, or up, because you're having to put so much into it just to pull the bloody thing.
Yeah. And all those cops probably have, like, one side, one forearm is bigger than the other.
You have a good evening, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the call. Training, that's not a bad theory. I've heard that. And the only problem is that the cops are the only ones. They're always the only ones. So my problem with that is then that takes their only one theory and shoves it, somewhere where the sun doesn't shine. What about shotgun and rifle training? Most agencies still carry shotguns, but some are transitioning to the AR-15 type carbines. These weapons pose their own problems. I don't know how. In most cases, officers are even less familiar with these weapons than their issued handguns. Training and qualification is commonly done less other than the handgun qualification, and most often fewer rounds are fired. Shotguns and rifles are normally assigned to a patrol vehicle, not an individual officer. So the problem with the AR-15 is it's going to have some sort of sight system, iron sights or optic, which is supposed to be zeroed to a particular shooter, not to a car. And this becomes an enormous handicap for people that just have it assigned to the car. Qualification shotguns or rifles are seldom those carried by officers in their cars, but a few spare armory guns. An officer may do no more than fire a few buckshot rounds and a few slug rounds at targets at short ranges. As long as they manage to mostly hit the targets, that's sufficient. I don't know why they allow this to happen. Getting out of there, that's sufficient. What about their lives? Their lives are on the line if they have to pull these weapons out. This means that officers will normally have no idea how the shotguns they might actually use will pattern at any reasonable range. Carbine qualification is equally sparse. It usually is conducted on ranges no more than 50 yards and usually no more than 30 rounds of standard magazine of fire, because that ammo is expensive. As with shotguns, most officers will never qualify with a rifle assigned at their shared patrol vehicle. Some agencies do require gun cleaning after qualification and provide the means, which is... Do you understand what I just said? Some get out there and say, all right, boys, now clean those guns. Here, we actually have cleaning equipment. When I was in the military, they would take my weapon, and I mean, if my gas tube had any semblance of any black in it, well... Guess who was getting kicked and then thrown back out there to clean the entire weapon again. So, you know. All this transitioning and everything. While on the one hand that's good, on the other hand at NYPD in 1990, their hit potential was only 19%. 81% of the rounds they fired at criminals missed. Something needs to change. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com, the newly redesigned website. Go check that out. Well, we've had another violation of a gun-free zone, and what seems to be lost on everybody is how much this, you know, illustrates the pointless futility of the gun-free zone. Bolter Hall at UCLA, you had LAPD, LA Fire Department, they were all coming in. UCLA professor was gunned down in a small office by a former PhD student who then took his own life, triggering cries of an active shooter on campus and a mad panic to effect a lockdown in a school where classroom doors can't be locked. Now, they say that they're still searching for a motive in the Wednesday murder-suicide at the UCLA campus. Sources identify the gunman as Minak Sarkar. He used a 9mm semi-automatic pistol to kill 39-year-old engineering professor William Scott Klug in an office before taking his own life. UCLA officials are also reviewing safety protocols as the shooting revealed a problem with the doors on campus, according to CBS News correspondent Carter Evans. Students in the midst of finals week filed out of classrooms and buildings with their hands raised. Then there was a police officer, and he was like yelling at us to get out with a machine gun, said a witness. One student posted images of police inside the building going door to door with guns drawn. Yes, children, this is what is referred to as clearing a building. You normally do that with a gun pointed at somebody because you don't know who is and is not a good or bad guy. Students and staff were instructed to find a secure place as hundreds of LAPD officers, the FBI, and the ATF responded to the 30,000 student campus. But because they didn't have proper locks, the students had to improvise using chairs and power cords and a foosball table to make sure no one could enter. What the hell kind of... Who decided that that was a safety protocol? How do you have a safety protocol when you're going... I mean, did they walk through this? Wouldn't somebody have noticed... I've got a question there, Dean. Listen, when we're talking about doing a lockdown, doesn't this mean that we should have locks somewhere? Nobody apparently asked this. It costs $36,000 a year for these students to go there. Or, I think, in-state tuition may be like half that. Let's say 20 and just split the difference. Don't you think if they're making, does it turn out to be $6 million a year just in tuition? Don't you think they could afford some locks for the doors? I mean, look, if you're going to go into lockdown, you got to have locks. It's stupid to begin with to go into lockdown. It's stupid to keep these people in a place. It is harder to hit a mobile moving target and waiting on an active shooter who this was not to, you know, meander through the hallway and find the people to shoot in a hallway full, and you got people sheltering in a place with a door that's just, you just got to turn the doorknob and shove the foosball table out of the way. Now, the efforts of these panicked students attempting to improvise these crude barricades and tie doors shut that won't lock vividly illustrates the real-world defenselessness of the so-called gun-free zone. They don't even have locks there. They should have armed, tacked up, tooled up pipe hitters ready to go. I mean, they should have a bunch of, I mean, just guys just sitting there. You know, you're looking at them, you're just thinking, these guys have some, they have, you know, they've dug some graves. You're looking at them and, because there's plenty of them around. They're called veterans. Combat veterans, get them out there and let them do what they're trained to do. But no, we're not doing that. So we just don't have any guns anywhere, and we don't have any locks, apparently, at UCLA. Here in reality, where political posturing and paranoia and ignorance are set aside to look at data, we know that gun-free zones are a complete and utter failure. The twisted souls that come into these places intent on carrying out a personal vendetta, mad killings or sexual assaults or robbery, simply walk past the plastic placards and the paper policies, use the weapons at their disposal against those that have every right to assume are defenseless and will not be able to stand against them. How many Columbines and Sandy Hooks and Virginia Techs is it going to take before people clue into the proven fact that the only thing that stops a murderer on campus is someone else with a weapon to shut them down? Now, researchers at the Purdue University Homeland Security Institute have determined that for every 20 seconds wasted waiting on somebody with a gun, and I'm not going to say a first responder because this could be anybody with a gun, but waiting on somebody with a gun, another person is shot. So that's 3 per minute. So for every minute, 3 people are being shot, if not dying. They've also developed simulation modeling technology after studying dozens of mass shootings to determine the only effective solutions. This allows them to adjust police response time, concealed carry probability, and whether or not security guards are present during the shooting. All of these variables are something every venue should consider. The student that did this, his last name was Kirby, we want you to use our model to determine what solution is best for you. He said, overall, the simulations concluded if more innocent people were armed, less casualties would occur. Same goes with more security guards and faster police response times. Other researchers at the Homeland Security Institute have come to similar conclusions born out of real-world events. They've concluded that the best way to defend a campus against a would-be mass killer is a combination of armed security, campus police or school resource officers on the site, combined with concealed carriers. The concealed carriers at high school and elementary schools would be from the faculty, staff, and educators. At colleges and universities, they could include adult students with concealed carry permits. The role of campus police in such a scenario is to close with and neutralize the threat. The goal of the armed faculty and staff and students is a simple one. Turn off the lights, lock the classroom door, and aim at the door, and if somebody comes through, ambush them. If they try to come into that fatal funnel, that is, it does not take a great deal of training for a concealed carrier to aim in on a fixed location and put some accurate aim fire on anyone attempting to breach that locked door. The combination of armed on-campus responders and concealed carriers waiting in ambush puts a would-be mass school shooter in a situation they cannot effectively carry out their plans, and indeed may prevent attempted shootings entirely. The resistance to this model, which has been proven with thwarted real-life attempted mass shootings at Arapahoe High School and Reynolds High School, is based on the personal political beliefs of administrators and faculty. Counterterrorism experts, security experts, and school security researchers have reached the consensus belief, supported by scenario modeling and real-world events, that the fastest and most effective way to stop a mass school shooting event is to ensure that the school's attacker faces armed resistance. Not signs. Not doors that don't have locks. 96.2% of mass shootings take place in gun-free zones, such as educational campuses. Why are these school administrators so pig-headed, so unwilling to make their campuses safe and allow their faculty and students to protect themselves? You know, right now in Texas, they've got this campus carry thing that's about to if it isn't already, and you've got all of these, and they should quit. All of these professors, they're out there. Well, there's going to be shooting all over the place. You know, they're going to, well, you know, I teach quantum physics, and there'll be a debate going on. And when those two quantum physics candidates get out there and start disagreeing, they'll fill their hands, and they'll start shooting the place up, and I'll be shot, and everybody be shot. I did not realize that these schools, what, I mean, isn't all of this microaggression and safe space, isn't that going to negate all of the need for that, even for debates, even, I mean. Are they still going to allow those? I don't know. Do student lives matter? We're going to go to the next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.